Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. I'd like to talk about lifestyle medicine. Now, a lot of you will be thinking, he's done this before, hasn't he? Surely he's done an episode on lifestyle medicine. Actually, I haven't. I did one on lifestyle prescriptions maybe almost 2 years ago. But I wanted to cover lifestyle medicine because now it is an established subspecialty, specialty, whatever you want to call it. Whereas in 2018, when I first started running prescribing lifestyle medicine with Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, it was very much a nascent thing in this country, in the UK. And since then, it's exploded. There's the British Society of Lifestyle Medicine, which is the closest thing, if you like, to an overarching body of people who want to do the same thing, which is do the best for their patient using lifestyle interventions. Now, one of the things about lifestyle medicine is it's two words that trigger a lot of people. Lifestyle medicine. Even I don't particularly like it myself, although I, you know, practice it. And it gives connotations of middle classness or I don't know what it is. It's just it doesn't. And not just that, but a lot of doctors, particularly hospital doctors and specialists, think that it's largely a waste of time or stuff that is common sense that we know. They couldn't be more wrong. And I understand where that sentiment comes from. When you're at the sharp end and you are dealing with people who are acutely ill or dying of a heart attack, or they've had a stroke and they're in resus in A&E, the last thing on your mind is lifestyle medicine, frankly. But in order to stop those things from happening prematurely, obviously all of us are going to die one day, you need to deploy lifestyle medicine. I recently went away for almost a week with my best friends over the last 30 years. We're all med school mates. We all work in different disciplines. And one of the things we noticed now that we're of an age, you know, I turned 50 in June, is that the nature of our conversations and the sort of activities that we do when we're out there are different. So there's a lot more self-care, self-preservation, a lot more mindful talk. We laughed a lot, obviously, and retold old stories that we've heard 100 times before. But there was this slight obsession, nothing to do with me, but with lifestyle medicine, essentially, which is, you know, what are the things that we can do to maximise our quality of life and our length of life synonymously? And I know, you know, all the evidence-based bods get annoyed about this, but there is evidence for lifestyle medicine. And you know, I could pick out lots of little nuggets from our conversation, some of which will sound a bit random. Like, I remember joking, we had a big sort of fruit salad one day for dessert. And I was picking out lots of pineapple. And one of my mates was like, oh, you know, look at how he picks out certain fruits, you know, thinking I'm intolerant to some of the others. And it wasn't that. It's just that pineapple is a great thing to eat after meals because it contains bromelain and it's a sort of natural digestive enzyme. There's no evidence base for that, but it's just one of those random things. But of course, I'll post a link to it for those who are interested in bromelain. But going back to the kind of conversations we were having, it involved all sorts, like what's the best kind of exercise or how effective are soleus push-ups? Or, you know, what's the best way to manage stress at work? That kind of thing. This is essentially the arena of lifestyle medicine. Whether you want to call it that or not, you can call it whatever you want to, but that, to me, is what it means today. Now, where lifestyle medicine came from, the term, was the United States of America and was coined by a cardiologist called James Rippey, who wrote a book called Lifestyle Medicine. Now, predominantly, it was about cardiovascular disease, but what I want to try and get across is how far that discipline of essentially applying preventive principles to delaying the onset of a disease as long as you possibly can. Like I've always said, you know, if I'm going to get heart disease or Alzheimer's, I'd rather I got it at 80 than at the age of 60. Or 90 would be better, probably. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, what I'm trying to get across is that the inputs and data that we have available to us in the modern world mean that rather than just, you know, that simplistic thinking that, hey, exercise is good for you, which of course it is, do more of that to prevent heart disease, we can now map things to a level where you can really individualize things to yourself, tailor things to yourself. Now, I realize that that's not available to everyone on the planet, and lifestyle medicine really has two main divisions. One is public health. So this is about things like eating a good whole food diet, which is low in ultra-processed foods, taking enough physical exercise and activity, making sure that you have ways of supporting your own mental health, prioritizing sleep, having good relationships. These are generic signals that most people, if they did those things, would probably feel pretty good. And, you know, the obvious things, you know, avoiding smoking and alcohol, recreational drugs. But being aware that our environment is constantly changing and there are so many variables that create and also destroy health, the other side of lifestyle medicine is very much to do with personalized care in the holistic sense, but also in the personalized sense, literally, in inverted commas, where you can target lifestyle interventions, which may not be that obvious unless you not just have knowledge in lifestyle medicine, because that's not enough, but being able to apply it. This is one of the difficulties with lifestyle medicine. I use a word in a talk I did many years ago on generalism called infobesity. And that is just this overwhelming amount of information that surrounds us now. And I'm sure you know what it's like as a consumer when you read the paper. It's like, we know, one day tea is good for you, the next day it's bad for you. One day turmeric's good for you, the next day it's bad. What's the truth? Well, actually, the reality, and many of you that know my work will know this already if you've read my book, it's all individual. That's the reality. N equals one, as I say to my medic friends, which is sort of, you know, N is normally the number of people you have in a study, and, you know, anecdote, where people go, oh, it's really, really strange, I changed my moisturiser and now my rash has gone away, doesn't count as a study because it's the anecdote of one person. N equals one, the number is one. But in reality, often in lifestyle changes, N does equal one. And sometimes you find these things out with happy accidents. I've often recounted the story of the chap who had terrible heartburn, and we tried everything. He'd had endoscopies and whatever, and, you know, tried drugs and prescription drugs, that is, none of which worked. And he came in one day and he said to me, bananas. It was bananas all along. And he was someone who was eating two bananas a day. And as soon as he stopped eating his bananas, his heartburn symptoms went away. Now, you know, is that medicine? Well, you know, kind of, because he'd come to the doctor about his symptom. Is it lifestyle? Yes, it is. 100% it is. But imagine being able to do that in a targeted way. You know, why is it that it was by accident he had to find out that it was bananas? That sounds like a low-level one, but I can tell you now there are people out there whose lives are slowly falling apart because of other symptoms that are a bit more serious, like pain or fatigue. And they will have tried lots of interventions, medical interventions, which probably aren't working. And you need to go back to basics and understand your own story, yourself, and the eight factors that give rise to your health at any one time. Again, something that I talk about in my book, and also the course Prescribing Lifestyle Medicine for Practitioners. And those eight things are diet, exercise, sleep, stress, environment, genetics, historic infections, and sunlight. Now, as I say that, and you think about your own life, and again, I've said this before, I do a lot of talks on well-being for organisations and companies. And one of the lines I always say is, I go, look, you can run across the South Downs every day and you can eat the cleanest diet. But if you have got a bully for a boss or a toxic partner, then no amount of doing those things is going to give you a sense of well-being. So it's not just one thing, it's a combination of all the factors in your life, lifestyle, dare I say, that give rise to whether you feel well or not, and whether you are well or not. You know, it's, you know, we know that lifestyle contributes to disease, smoking and alcohol, the most obvious examples of that. But guess what? Lifestyle can also halt or even reverse disease.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why is it important? It's important because the planet is toxic. Earth is fighting back for whatever we've done to Mother Earth. You know, things are not good. And you only have to watch documentaries about our seas and oceans and look at the research on climate and food crops and also environmental toxins. Just, you know, to know that actually we're not in the world that was 50 years ago. It's changed fundamentally. And that also includes inputs, whether it's social media or digital media, the advent of AI. These things are as good as they are bad in some ways. So I don't believe that diseases stay the same. They don't, because their etiologies, the things that give rise to them, are different. Why is it that younger and younger people are developing cancer? It's not a coincidence. Why is it that mental health is a bigger issue now than it's ever been? There are lots of reasons for that. We've all got some sort of post-traumatic reaction to the COVID years, for you know, absolutely no doubt there. But beyond that, there are other reasons. And again, those eight factors I just mentioned are really worth thinking about. Now, if you're interested in this and you want to make some changes, and you need, you know, whether you need help in actually making those changes behaviourally or whatever, I'm going to promote two things because I think they genuinely help people. I know they do from the feedback I've had. One is my book, The Health Fix. Now, a paperback version of this is coming out in January of 2024. You can pre-order it on Amazon, or you can just get the hardback or download it on Audible. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. The second thing is, if you're a practitioner, you can now become certified in lifestyle medicine by taking prescribing lifestyle medicine and doing some hours in the field, literally, where you're seeing patients and logging it. I'll post a link to that as well. We've had so much great feedback from the course that we thought we've got to get it certificated. So we've gone and done that, and you'll see that it's multi-accredited by the Royal College of GPs, the Personalised Care Institute, by BSLM, and the Crossfields Institute for the certification. I'm going to leave it there. All I want you to think about is, in 2023, there is a better way to improve your health. If you want to do it technologically, there are so many companies out there now that give you rich data. Zoe is one of them. And there are so many others that do other kinds of tests. They're a little bit contentious because some people say the science isn't robust enough. But for example, DNA analyses or IgG food intolerance testing, both contentious, but I believe have their place. So that was lifestyle medicine in a nutshell. There are lots of links. I know that you know a lot of this anyway because of my other episodes. I want this to be useful for you and your loved ones, and that's one of the reasons I want to focus on the individual. I think most of us know the public health messaging, and as I say, you know, it's always good to drill down to nuts and bolts that actually improve your own life and the life of your loved ones. Okay, I hope that was useful. Thank you again for listening. Do let me know if you've got any other topics that you want to listen to. I am ploughing through all the messages. And thank you again for listening. Until we meet again, do take care. Look after yourself. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.